Hey everybody, it's Jumpstart Time. I'm your host, Ray Reynolds. I am so glad you're tuning in today. I hope this podcast encourages you, inspires you, challenges you, motivates you, and it jumpstarts your day. I'm going to be in the middle, well, I am in the middle of this song series. I think I'm going to stay in this for a while because I kind of like taking song titles and song lyrics and turning them around and making us think about God a little bit. Because let's face it, most of us know popular secular songs. We know them like the back of our hands. Most of us are singing them all the time in our cars. Most of them have it on, listening to our favorite artists. Hopefully they're artists that aren't putting negative things into our minds, but we'll get into that in one of the podcasts, I guarantee it. But today I want to address one of my favorite all-time rock and roll songs ever, I would say. It's an uplifting song. It is the most downloaded song in iTunes history, I think. I believe that's the stat on this song. The song is by Journey, and it's called Don't Stop Believin'. And boy, I'm not going to even address the lyrics. I'm just going to address the title. Don't Stop Believin'. Boy, have we seen people stop believing over the course of the last year and a half with this COVID pandemic. We've seen people stop believing in God being a provider. We've seen people stop believing in God being a protector. We've seen people stop believing in God being a healer. We've seen people stop believing that God will never leave nor forsake you. We've seen people stop believing that they are more than a conqueror in Christ Jesus. We've seen people stop believing that if God is for them, then nobody can be against them. We've just flat out seen people believe in masks, vaccines, doctors, presidents, politicians, Republicans and Democrats before they believe in the Word of God and before they believe in what God's Word says. And I'm here to tell you, don't stop believing. Don't stop believing that God is faithful. Don't stop believing that He will never let you down. Don't stop believing that His promises are yes and amen. Don't stop believing that you have authority and power over the enemy. Don't stop believing that you can do all things through Christ who strengthens you. Don't stop believing that you're blessed when you go in and blessed when you come out. Don't stop believing that when you walk through the valley of the shadow of death, God will be with you. His rod and His staff will comfort you. Don't stop believing that when the doctor says you're gonna die or gives you a bad medical report, that by His stripes, you are healed. That's one of the things I see the most in today's world. We stop believing that God is a healer. We stop believing that Jesus in Mark 16 said, lay hands on the sick and they will recover. We have now tried to justify it with if it's God's will. I just want you to realize that we've got to keep believing. We've got to keep believing. We've got to keep believing that God's promises are yes and amen. What are you believing God for? It's easy to stop believing when all hell is breaking loose. It's easy to stop believing when the storm is just battering away and you can't see a light at the end of the tunnel. It's easy to stop believing when you get away from God's word and you never open it anymore and you wonder why God isn't talking to you. I guarantee you God isn't talking to you because you're not opening the word. We've all been there. Trust me, when I have these podcasts, I'm not preaching to you. I'm preaching to myself. I'm preaching about myself. Don't get easily offended. Don't be easily offended when God's word convicts you, when a preacher convicts you. Stop trying to be politically correct. Being politically correct doesn't always mean you're going to be biblically correct. We got to stop believing the lies of the enemy. Don't stop believing that the enemy is a liar. Don't stop believing that the enemy wants to kill, steal, kill, and destroy. I want to focus on what we need to believe God for, not what the enemy is for, because we have victory over the enemy. We have victory over the enemy. We have to remember that. Don't stop believing. Don't stop believing that he is the way, the truth, and the life. Don't believe in the lies that there are other paths to heaven. Don't stop believing that Jesus is the only way. Don't stop believing that mustard seed-sized faith will move mountains. Don't stop believing. Don't stop believing that you can lay hands on the sick. Don't stop believing that you can speak life into another human being. Don't stop believing that your words can bring life or death. Don't stop believing that the very words you speak could bring life and death into your body. We live in a world right now that is trying to lift up little gods. And Christians are buying in lock, stock, and barrel. They're believing in all these little gods. They're trusting in things before they're trusting in God. Well, we've got to be wise, they say. We've got to be smart. The Bible says that the wisdom of man is foolishness to God. It's foolishness to stand up in front of everybody and say, I believe Psalm 91, where it says, no plague shall come near my home. I believe Psalm 91, where it says, God is my protector. I believe it where it's written all through the Psalms that I can run into, and God is my refuge and my shelter and my strength. Do we believe it though? Don't stop believing. Don't stop believing what you read in the Word. Because some self-help guru comes along and wants to tell you there's multiple paths to heaven. Don't stop believing the word of God when Oprah wants to tell you that she thinks that there are many ways to heaven. Or all of the other crazy things that all of these people on television are saying, including preachers. Check it with the word. Check everything you hear from man in the word. And when you read the word, don't stop believing. It's that simple, but it really isn't. It really isn't because we get distracted. We get discouraged. We get anxious and we move over into fear. And fear takes us into unbelief. And we stop believing God. Yet God, let God's word be true and every man a liar. Let God's word be true and every man a liar. If he says all you need is mustard seed sized faith, are you going to believe it when it comes time for that mountain to be moved? Are you going to speak to God about the mountain? Or are you going to speak to the mountain about your God? Or are you going to stop believing that you can even do that? Don't stop believing. With Jesus, all things are possible. But without Jesus, you can do nothing. And people will say, oh, well, I've done this and I've done that. Let's see what's going to happen when he decides that your heart's not going to keep beating, or your lung, you're not going to be able to breathe. He holds your very heartbeat in the palm of his hand. The very fact that you woke up this morning is all a gift from God. You can't do one thing without God. Don't stop believing. Don't stop believing in the goodness, grace, mercy, forgiveness, and love of God. Don't stop believing that Jesus is the way to peace, that he has given us peace. Not as the world gives us. He gives us peace that passes all understanding. Don't stop believing. Whatever the Bible says, believe it with all of your heart. Those that seek the Lord lack no good thing. Do you believe it? My encouragement for you today, don't stop believing. Remember, we walk by faith and not by sight.